Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Dr. Christina Robinson about harnessing the power of frequency and vibration to unlock optimal health, elevate consciousness, and create profound transformation.
Dr. Christina Robinson, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to be here. You've got a beautiful beaming smile. I really wish we were using video today. So we are gathered here today. You are a functional medicine doctor.
I am.
But we're going to talk about more than functional medicine, right? We're going to talk about an organization or a company called Coherent Spaces and the Wish Unit. But before we do that, let's talk about your practice, where you started off and how you're here with this, with a whole different message than maybe you might have had before you came across this technology.
That's a great place to start, because as somebody who comes from traditional background of health and healing, and moved into a holistic approach of prevention and wellness, where I knew that I had to treat causes versus symptoms and get rid of that symptom-based society that we live in, give people options. Yeah. I knew there had to be more.
Yeah.
So as I began working with nutrition and exercise and body, mind, spirit and meditations and thought processes and who we hang around with and what energy and frequency are, I realized I needed more to help people get where they want to get. And it all came down to love and light. Do they believe in it? Do they live in it? Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? That's a frequency. It's a vibration. How do you get them there?
That's quite a transition for a classically trained doctor.
Well, you know, we all move from where we are to where we are meant to be when we're ready.
Yeah. So how long did it take from being a conventional doctor to moving into that functional space and then really kind of up-leveling to this whole other sphere that you're in?
So I actually moved into holistic care 27 years ago. I'm in my 27th year.
Wow. So you were riding the top of that wave.
Yes, way ahead. I got called all kinds of things. People thought I was a nutcase, you know. And
right.
I think when we're not familiar with something, we tend to think, oh, you know, that's skeptical or it's too weird and we just don't want to even participate.
Mm-hmm.
And I seem to attract everybody who wanted to participate. I'm so blessed.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that vibration you give out is what you get back.
Absolutely.
And so people started saying, you're the end of the road. And I said, no, I'm the beginning of the road, because they'd been everywhere. They'd gone to consultations and people said, you're not really ill, or this is just the way it is. You have to take 17 medications the rest of your life. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with that. I think the power that made the body heals the body. I think we are an organic organism that really seeks wellness, seeks health, is always on our mission towards homeopathic, holistic, that autonomic nervous system always wants to seek wellness and balance and harmony. Well, people give so much stuff to people. How does your body know how to seek harmony? What is balance? So I decided I'm going to do it differently.
Good for you. Good for you. So we enter into the space of vibration and elevating your vibration. And so let's speak to the audience. Let's explain to the audience a little bit what that means. And I think, you know, people who operate at a higher vibration, what does that look like? They know who they are.
Right.
But what does that look like? And what does it look like for someone who's in a low vibration? And to even think that they could change that? Because I think when you're in a lower vibration, it's easy to kind of be stuck there and be kind of hopeless.
It is. Vibration comes from all parts of us, and that's something that's really important for people to understand. So, for instance, the brain works at a capacity it works at. Some people have an incredible ability to see things, hear things, learn things, remember them very quickly, apply them to real life or specific things that are needed. Other people really struggle. Does that mean they have a vibratory difference, or does that mean they have a learning difference? I believe it's a frequency difference. So, for instance, you and I can be exposed to the same water or the same food, and one of us gets a stomach ache and one of us doesn't.
Right.
One of us has high cholesterol and one of us doesn't. Somebody has the same perceived stress and somebody's blood pressure rises and somebody else's doesn't. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Is it truly DNA? We now know that DNA only affects about 3% of our reality.
Right.
So, right. And that goes back 11 generations of ancestry, we now know. It's probably way more because we're human and we just don't know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It's there. I believe it's there. So what I began to do was just be a detective and thought, okay, we're looking at all the symptoms. I don't care about the symptoms. What could be the contributing factors? What's the true cause? So I feel as if I work backwards in somebody. So when somebody comes in and says, I have headaches every day, I've had headaches every day of my life since I was five. Why? Why would this being that was perfect at conception mm-hmm. all of a sudden create headaches? It's usually belief, emotions. What do they do with those emotions? What's the energy field they're in? Do they believe they can be headache free? Do they believe they have the right to wake up every day, go through their day, have a blast doing it, be mm-hmm. as energized as needed, really connect with who they are at their higher self, and then expose that to the world,
right.
experience that.
Right.
I think it's about belief. Well, I think it's about how we live.
Yeah. I mean, as a five-year-old, it probably had something to do with the environment that five-year-old was in, right?
Exactly.
Some kind of, whether it was an emotional trigger or physical.
Exactly.
But I think maybe what we're talking about here is if it's perpetuated for long enough,
mm-hmm.
it becomes our belief that this is how we are.
Exactly. And when you break it down and you break it down into the science, the emotion, the spirit, and then the reality base of everyone, the science itself, if you look at the cells of this being under a microscope, you see that the cells themselves have a frequency that's very low. It's almost flatlined.
Mm.
It rises and lowers a little bit, but very flatlined, very slow moving. You don't see excitement in it. It doesn't have spikes, highs and lows, highs and lows, highs and lows, which you think of as crescendo in music, right? As clapping and a baby giggling and somebody running across the finish line and you can feel their energy, right? They are very flatlined. Frequency is in every organ, tissue, and cell. It's in the nucleus of it. It's the mitochondria. It's the ATP of our energy, right? Of our engine.
Right.
So I began to think, okay, so why would some people's frequency be low and some people's be high? Again, it comes from environment when we're little, beliefs, ancestral cords, emotional triggers, things that we just take on from generation to generation. However, why do some people get away from that as they get out of the house and other people get stuck in it? It really does, again, come down to vibration and frequency within the cells and their ability to activate their own consciousness, their own conscious beingness about today is better. Today mm-hmm. is different versus mm-hmm. today is hard. Today is tiring. And so we are what we speak.
Yeah.
Right. I've given a talk for years on we are what we speak because we create our own reality. So learning about frequency really reminded me that staying present and mindful makes all the difference in our frequency that day.
Mm-hmm.
Really in that moment, it's a second by second thing, right?
Right?
You can walk into a room and think, oh my gosh, it's so heavy and scary and off-putting in this room. And then you can see one beam of light across the room, whether it's a smile, an aura, an unknown telepathic draw. And that whole room changes for you
mm-hmm.
because we share with each other who we are, good mm-hmm. or bad. And sometimes we only need that one spark to draw us in and think, okay, I like this space. And you guys, those two people, then start emitting through that room. And before you know it, it's palpable that the room has changed to happiness. That's frequency and consciousness at its highest.
I love that. So how do we help people to tap into, you know, I mean, maybe to self-assess where they're at? Mm-hmm. And because I think at the end of the day, if everybody believed that they have a choice, nobody would choose to be in a low frequency. They wouldn't want to stay there, right? Or they might, they may not believe that they can change it.
Right.
But if you said to them, look, I have a magic wand and I can raise your frequency for you, regardless of what you believe, there aren't too many people that might not say, all right, I don't think I believe you, but if you can do that, bring it.
Right. I agree with you. And, you know, I've put that into practice. When you come to a stop sign here or a stoplight in Dallas, we have homeless on the streets.
Mm.
And so I use that time while I'm sitting at the corner. I roll down my window and I ask them something to tell me something good that's happened that day.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're standing there with your dog in the rain and you look like you haven't had a proper meal, a comfortable place to sleep, a shower in days, it takes a lot for them. And interestingly, most of them will say something like, your smile brightened my day. The sun is shining. Thank you for talking to me and seeing me. I am visible today.
Mm.
And so I think really activating that in others, just in any way you can with your own light, with your higher consciousness, mm-hmm. with your heart. I think people, you're right, people innately want to be happy. We innately want to feel as if we belong, right? I mean, mm-hmm. people are seeking their tribe all the time, yep. good and bad. That's the problem. Yep. So yep. you said something earlier that you believe people want to be happy, and it probably does come down to belief. And mm-hmm. how do you change someone's belief? That's difficult.
It's a little tricky.
However, I think reminding them of who they are and why they're here, that they are love and light, and they're here purposefully at this time on the planet, at this very moment, being together, is for the higher good. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. And sometimes just keep reminding them of something that you see in them, a spark that you see. We forget our own light. Mm-hmm. And then someone else says, wow, what a glow, what a light, what a smile, those eyes, you have this beam. And we think, oh, really? Me? You say it often enough, and they believe it.
What you speak, you will become.
Absolutely. And what you think, you will become also.
And what you think, absolutely, our thoughts, right? And this right. is where this whole idea of gratitude, of expressing gratitude on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And there's actually research that says, even if you don't fully buy it yourself, just saying it, mm-hmm. just thinking it, writing it down, expressing gratitude first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. might just have or does have a positive impact mm-hmm. on your day. And it opens the possibility that, you know what, today will be a good day for you.
Right. One of the blessings of being as old as I am, being in my 27th year of practice, is that I still communicate with people from 27 years ago in my yeah. first year, where I was uncomfortable or less confident, you know, hoping I had what it took to help these people so that they would never think they wasted their time, money, energy, or effort, which mm-hmm. are the four things that I always want to make sure people really feel I value.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so cool because I talk to them now. And of course, my kids that were coming to me 27 years ago are parents, many of them,
yes.
adults in the world, thank goodness, taking care of the rest of us who will need it at some point. And still some of those homeless people. So I've kept in contact with the homeless people 20 years later. Some of these people are still on the same corner on the same street. They come and go when the city moves them and then they come back. It's their home, right? And they will say to me, do you remember 15 years ago on a rainy day, you rolled down your window and said, tell me something good that's happened to you. You are a blessing to the world. And I think, did I really say that? They remember it.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, so cool.
You can imagine that they don't hear too much of that coming right, at them, right? Never mind not being seen.
Yeah. So I think encouraging others by remembering who you are
mm-hmm.
goes a long way. We forget that our light dims and flickers at times, you know, but when somebody sees it in us, we see it in them. Oh my gosh, the twofold of that.
Yeah.
Exponential. Amazing. It's exponential for sure.
All right. So we're sitting here and on the table, there is a device. It's called the wish device or a wish unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little black box sitting vertically. It's got a heart on it, which is kind of cool, and a blue light out the top. So maybe tell us, and you know, we have a little bit of time left.
Can
you tell us a little bit about that?
So when we started Coherent Spaces, we decided that we wanted to create coherence in the world. Because when you look at the physics and the science behind illness, anger, sadness, disease, suicide, almost anything, anxious dogs, fear,
mm-hmm.
it's all because of lack of coherence. Whether it's molecular, whether it's energetic, whether it's truth, whether it's relationships, interactions, it's all lack of coherence.
Mm-hmm.
There are imbalances and interruptions in the cohesiveness and flow. It took us 6 months to come up with the name and 6 months to come up with the logo. I muscle test everything, and it was really difficult to find a logo and a name that exponentially created consciousness at a higher level.
Okay.
And the science behind stacking of all of that. So when we created it, we said, what are we going to do? How do we put something out into the world? What does coherence mean? And it came down to frequency. So we decided to look at frequency that had been created in 1984. Randy Ziesness created this technology. He's done so much good over the years with it. However, it took it off the market for 25 years when it started being used in, let's just say, lack of integrity ways.
Hmm.
And he was not comfortable with that.
Okay.
He kept saying, I'm looking for people who are in integrity, who have the consciousness and the level of consciousness that I need to get it out there. And somehow he found Doug and I and said, here are some specifics. We had to use it for intention of the highest good of all. In his mind, highest good of all God's creations, meaning animals, plants, water, planet, humans. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you can't do that, you can't use this.
Okay.
It had to have a frequency that resonated, that raised everyone's frequency that it came into. This will work on about 2,500 square feet. So you can have 2,000 people in 2,500 square feet. That's a lot of closeness, but it can happen. We saw it on Friday night.
Yeah.
And each person, their own frequency, that little machine goes through them and triggers them, raises them, increases them to their highest frequency and vibration for their need. So each of us will have a different use of it. The miracles I've seen in my clinic are truly miracles.
So tell us about that. We're, you know,
so I'm going to give you
running. So.
Okay, I'm going to give you just a few. For instance, I have a patient who's been coming to me about 13 years. Mm-hmm. She was a perfect baby. She got vaccines. This is not an anti-vaccine message. However, she was incorrectly dosed for her little body's needs. Within 3 years, was in a wheelchair, diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, Marie Charcot. She's now 55 years old. Brilliant. You know, went to high school, went to university, went on to be a fourth grade teacher, and lives at home with her parents who are 86 and 87. So you can imagine 55 years old, she should be independent doing her thing. Her parents thought at this stage they'd be doing many other things. So there's a lot of anger, angst, frustration. You need to do, you should do, you're not doing. Mm. About a year ago, I think it's 12 and a half, 13 months ago, she purchased a unit, put it in her house. She's different. Is she independent? No. However, she now works out with a trainer. She sent me a video 2 weeks ago. She did 512 dips.
Wow.
I cannot do 512 dips on a bar, and I work out every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
They play, they laugh. Instead of saying, Dad, you know, you don't listen to me, she says, well, there goes that silly leg again, got a mind of its own. Instead of saying, Mom, why are you making that food? She says, well, Mom, I'm glad you like that. I really like what you made tonight that I like. And then she talks about that. So there's joy, there's laughter. It's just an energy shift. Is her body shifting? Hopefully in time, I'm beginning to see it.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's beginning to see it. But the reality of the space and the life, the quality of life, I call it their happiness quotient, has exponentially gone up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love this testimonial. I had a couple, husband and wife, in a small plane flying in the air. The plane literally fell out of the sky.
Holy.
Fell apart. Thank goodness. He's a former Navy pilot. Somehow got to the ground, plane shattered in pieces. They walked away. She called me immediately. Dr. Chris, we need to come and see you. Oh my gosh. They come into the clinic, exact same experience. He is calm, cool, collected, says nothing is wrong with me. Nothing happened. I'm good. I'm just here for her. I'm only concerned about her. She's hysterical. She cannot talk. She's
sobbing. Out of the sky.
She's shaking. She's in shock. She is what I would have suspected all of us would be. I know I certainly would have been in her state. I have him sit. I take her into the treatment room. She's crying. I just hug her. We talk. Within 3 minutes, she takes a big breath, comes back into her body and says, okay, here's what happened. Boom, 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 boom. Her recollections. We come up with a plan. She is calm. She is laughing. We walk out of the room. He's still calm. He says, okay, I'm just here because she wants me to be. He comes in, sits down on the table. 2 minutes later, he is sobbing, sobbing. He has come back into his body. He is reliving his experience. He's releasing those trapped emotions in his tissue that could later on change pathology or physiology to pathology. Yeah. And again, I let him cry for however long. It's only about 2 or 3 minutes. We talk coherently. We come up with a plan. He gives me a big hug. He walks out and says, I had no idea. She's a genius. And I'm like, I am not a genius. Your body is a genius. You allowed yourself to come back into your body. Your frequency raised. You connected.
Wow.
It works on dogs. It works on plants. One of the things that's really been palpable for me with people in our society is everybody has meetings now, you know, in the last 3-4 years, sitting at home hour after hour after hour. And I have some businessmen who say, we have 6 and 8 hour meetings. And at the end of it, we feel like nobody got what we were saying. We don't have an action plan. There's no action to the plan. Mm-hmm. With the unit, 1 to 2 hours meetings, people understand, they have a plan, and the action happens. And I said, oh my gosh, to go from 6 to 8 hours to 1 to 2 hours and actually have it turn out to be positive is incredible. Schools, hospitals we've tested it in. We're getting it in prison systems.
Wow.
You know, if it just
amazing.
Brings laughter, if it just brings yeah. love, families, just keeping families cohesive with a divorce rate and an angst, or probably a divorce rate of 60 plus and an angst rate of probably 90 plus mm-hmm. in most homes day to day. It's just bringing peace and order. It takes disorder and chaos to order. And order raises vibration. Vibration raises frequency, and frequency raises consciousness.
That's beautiful.
It really, I'm privileged and so proud to be a part of this company. And it's easy to use. You do nothing.
You just plug it in.
You plug it in and let it do its thing. It's a waterfall going through us and around us, and we just take it in.
Well, you're certainly glowing with it.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Christina, for being here today. Why don't you tell people how they can find you and find out more about Coherent Spaces?
Thank you. Please look at our website at coherentspaces.life, L-I-F-E. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram at Coherent Spaces Life, Facebook, Coherent-Spaces. And know that you can find us almost anywhere now. We're getting out and about. If you want to know about your frequency and vibration and raising your consciousness that leads to health and happiness and wellness, we believe that this can help you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.